You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are right now looking at something here on WGOD. We're listening to a sermon I preached about 2 weeks ago, week before last Sunday, at Island Community Church. Maybe it's something you've never, ever heard before. The sermon is entitled, Should I Fear God? Should you? Should you fear God? Is that just Old Testament and something that we shouldn't concern ourselves with today? Or did the cross and the Lord Jesus dying on the cross, did that nullify the fear of God so that things that happen in the Old Testament don't happen anymore in the New because of what Jesus did on the cross? Legitimate question. We read in the Proverbs that the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. Knowledge starts with fear in God. It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom starts with the fear of God. So this is what we're looking at here in this message. This is part two of four. It's one sermon cut into four parts. Should I fear God? We're going to answer that question and look and see. Really, the word for fear, should I fear God, is the word is reverence, reverential fear. That's what we're going to be getting into today. Again, I invite you out to Island Thursday night. We're in Revelation chapter 13. Many of you know I'm teaching that here on the radio. I'm about three chapters ahead of that at church. I have it Thursday night, so all of you can come. Thursday night, 6 to 7. Island is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island here. I'm running out of time. For more info on this ministry, I invite you to go to our Facebook page, WGOD Radio, and like the page. And WGODOnTheAir.net is our website. I invite you to go there and check it out a little bit. Enjoy this message now. Here now, coming up this Sunday, I'm starting the book of Galatians, verse by verse, at Island. That'll start this Sunday morning at 10:30. Now, here's today's program, Should I Fear God?
Who was going to come out of that line? I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you guys haven't died yet. The attributes of God. Let's look at some of these. Attributes of God. Number one, God is eternal. From everlasting to everlasting. Moses wrote in Psalm 90, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Psalm 90, verse 2. God is eternal. Number two, God is immortal. And he is infinite. That is, he cannot cease to exist. And he is everywhere. Number three, God is all powerful. Number four, God is sovereign. Looked at this morning. God is sovereign. That is, he rules over all. Nothing takes him by surprise. He declares the ending from the beginning. As it says in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9. I am the Lord declaring the ending from the beginning. Now, there are hundreds of these attributes, but for the sake of today's message, these last two I want to look at here now. Attributes, they describe God or anyone, and they don't change. They don't change from Old Testament to New. Number five, God is holy. God is holy. God hates sin. That doesn't change. That hasn't changed because of the cross. He still hates sin. What was a sin then is a sin now, regardless of all the churches out there to try to tell you different. What was a sin yesterday or 2,000 years ago is still sin today. You know, I've heard it hundreds of times, you need to change with the times. Have you ever heard that? People expect the church to change with the times. They put lesbian, homosexual pastors in the church to be stylish. They change all the time. They accept sin in the church. They change Bible translations all the time. They change with the times. People devolve. I call it devolution. But God remains the same. God is holy. This is why Uzzah was wiped out when he touched the ark. Again, David and Uzzah failed to take God's holiness seriously, and they presumed upon his mercy. Now, you see, Uzzah should have known better. Now, I made the point earlier that the Philistines moved the ark, and as far as we know, nothing happened to them. Uzzah was a Levite. He should have known better. It's written in Exodus chapter 25, the prescribed manner to move the ark. The ark had little rings in it for poles, and Levites were instructed to move the ark and not ever touch it because it represented the presence of God, and God is holy. If David feared God because of his holiness, and if God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then should we? I see 25 heads nodding yes. Yes. Is that shocking to you? Is this the only time you've ever heard this message? No? All right, good. I'm glad. Here's the definition of biblical fear. Number one, serious reverence and respect. Serious reverence and respect. Number two, and my favorite, a reverential reaction that governs one's actions. A reverential reaction that governs one's actions. Notice the word reverence in both of these. You know, fear is not like the old nursery rhyme, you know, step on a crack, break your mother's back. Fear is a reverent, you reverence God. Reverential fear of God. God is holy. And he doesn't change. We should fear God. We need to fear God. We need to have a reverential reaction that governs our actions. And the Bible says, and David was afraid of the Lord on that day. Now let's go back here again. You don't need to turn here. I'll read it. Again, the greatest wisdom book in all the Bible, Proverbs. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. You're only going to get it through the fear of God. Starts there. When you fear God, it'll govern your actions, what you do and what you won't do. Knowledge starts with fearing God. Again, if you have a healthy fear of God, you will be afraid to do bad things, right? Let me ask the question. Do you think that David, after this, would ever move the ark again without the poles and the staves that God commanded it to be moved with? If you don't believe me, read the text and look and see how he moved it. He wasn't going to do that again, especially in front of 30,000 people. Brought David down to size before a holy God. Oh, I'm King David. Nah. There's a guy here. They're going to call his dentist to find out who he is. You know, once when I was a child, I was fascinated by this red glow inside of my dad's cigarette lighter. So I took my thumb in it and I went, tss. Now, probably for 5 years after that, I had a ring. I'm surprised it's right. How could I ever forget right thumb? I'm surprised it's not there anymore. For years, I had this ring on my thumb from sticking my thumb inside of that lighter. Do you think I would ever do that again? I'd have to be some kind of fool to do that. All right, some kind of fool. Golly. I'm surprised I didn't do it 40 times after that. Thank God for his mercy, right? All right, that's B.C., before the cross. How about A.C., after the cross? Let's turn to Acts chapter 5. All I can think of is just what Jeremiah said. You know, it's because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Right? Jeremiah 3:22. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. I've been convicted all week by this. Now it's your turn. Have you ever presumed on the mercy of God? Have you ever presumed on the mercy of God? Golly, I have. Acts chapter 5, verse 1. So you got to understand, some things were different then than they are now. This here is the starting of the church. If you were to touch the ark today with a flippant attitude, not even a flippant attitude, the same thing would happen to you, would happen to him, because you know better, because you know the truth, you've heard it. Acts chapter 5. Now a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, they sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds, and his wife knew it too, his wife being aware of it. And he brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. Then Ananias, when he heard these words, he fell down and died. Then it says this. So great fear came on all of those who heard these things. Notice, not just those who saw it, but those who heard it. In other words, Ananias and Sapphira are dead for lying to the Lord. Pass it on. To this one, to this one, to this one, to this one. And great fear fell on all those who heard these things.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.